Hello, darling. You are precisely 8 seconds late. There, there. You needn't worry yourself. I understand that humans' perception of time is not quite the same as my own. Though I have to admit I'm quite surprised you managed to find my cave without a map or compass. On GPS to guide you. Perhaps your love for me guided you here without issues. A joke, my dear, a joke. I left you signs made out of webs. I assume you followed them. Indeed. Well, if you'll join me, I'm quite famished indeed. Pardon? Yes, I forgot. Your legs and arms don't stick to the wall as mine do. However, will you climb into my web then? This is indeed a predicament. As you cannot shoot webs either, let me see. What if I make you a rope and you can climb up? Yes, your severe lack of upper body strength may be an issue. No need to fret, my love. We shall figure it out. I could carry you. No, I don't suppose it would be. Well, if not that, then what, my love, do you suggest we use to pull you into my web? Yes, I suppose that could work. I could hoist you up into my home. Are you sure, though? I wouldn't want to harness you too tightly. It is, after all, only meant to be a pulley system. And to think, we're having to go through all this trouble just to have dinner together. If mother and father were here, I simply know they'd be giving me a lecture about how I shouldn't have dated a human. But alas, here we are. No, no, my dear. I don't for a second regret choosing you as my mate. Now come here, darling. Well, I must spin you a nice little harness so that I may lift you up into the web. Now hold still. Is that too tight, darling? Oh. Is that so? Well, I think we'll just have to fix that, won't we? I'm so sorry, love, but... Oh, no, you just look so... adorable. And I can hardly resist you tied up like this. I think, perhaps... that dinner will have to wait. Wait until... I can sample a bit of dessert first. Don't you agree? Oh, I knew you would. There's a good boy. Is that tight enough now? Good. Got to lift you up just the right amount so that your legs can't touch the floor. Just like that. Oh, you look so adorably irresistible like this. Oh, I'm so ashamed. I truly had only invited you over with the intention for dinner, and now I find myself in a position where I simply must have you. Oh, that expression of yours, you look so desperate. So hungry. Eager to know what I'm going to do next to you. Why don't you be a good boy and tell Mommy exactly what it is that you'd like for her to do? Hmm? Alright. If you want my tits in your face, I can do that. There. That starstruck look on your face is truly what makes this all worth it. Go on. Put them in your mouth. No need to be afraid, baby. That's right. Good boy. Suck harder. And if you don't, I'll simply just have to tighten your ropes even more. It's supposed to be a punishment. Don't look so happy, darling. Yes. Let us switch around the ropes a little bit. I need your legs more up. Because I want to put your adorable cock right in between. You can guess. Well, aren't you ready? So nice and warm. Yeah. Make those cute noises for mommy. Don't hold your voice back, babe. It's okay. You can be as loud as you want here. Do you like that? Yeah? Oh, good. You're so cute when you make those expressions. Are you getting close, baby? Oh, come for mommy. Yeah. Oh. You really are so adorable. Look at the mess you've made. It's everywhere, really. Whatever am I going to do with you? Well, go on. Lick it up. Do I look like I'm kidding? I don't remember it being a question either. You made a mess on me, so you'll clean it up. With your tongue, of course. How else would you clean it up? Go on. My tits and my face are soaked. All because you made a little mess. Just like that. There's a good boy. Careful now. Don't get too carried away. Yeah. That's good. All right. I think I'm sufficiently cleaned now. I think it's time we had some real food. Don't you? Good. You really are such a good boy. Oh, come on, darling.